Greetings, good gamers, to yet another long-postponed episode of the Daily Days Podcast, that trek into everything retro, nostalgic, and sometimes tragically forgotten, along with the occasional more contemporary topic. I'm Mr. Precario, your wistful and somewhat opinionated host of such bygone lore and pressing developments. And today, it's actually the latter I'm here to discuss. And that, my good friends, is voice acting, and more specifically, a voice actor known as Charles Martinet, who, up until recently, was the voice of Super Mario. Mel Blanc, Frank Welker, John DiMaggio. They're individuals of a thousand voices, a thousand souls. Singular personalities capable of spawning a thousand more. Each is a menagerie of faces, a book of recipes, the lifeblood behind a canon of famous creations. They're voice actors, in short, who've brought both meaning and feeling to their respective characters, a dynamic breath to an otherwise static cast of drawings. There is no Bugs Bunny without Mel Blanc, no Scooby-Doo team without Frank Welker, no Bender the Robot without John DiMaggio. But voice acting extends beyond cartoons and animated features. Anything not live action naturally requires a voice to rise beyond the facade. Jim Henson had to employ a host of performers to meld with his Muppets, Fraggles, and other fantastical creations. The animatronics seen at, say, Chuck E. Cheese and numerous amusement parks need an accompanying actor to provide a voice and, really, a soul. And commercials, especially, are built on voice work, from the lively Toucan Sam to the Aflac Duck. The actor doesn't need to be seen, only believed. It's strange, then, that video games, themselves requiring a huge body of voice work, are rarely held with the same honor or distinction as their animated counterparts. Master Chief, Solid Snake, Lara Croft, Arthur Morgan, Sonic the Hedgehog, these are characters made memorable in part to the actors speaking through them, becoming one with them, turning what are just concoctions of polygons into seemingly real beings speaking to the player. But these performers, unlike Mel Blanc, are hardly household names. They're rarely mentioned, rarely praised, and some, as in Sonic's case, are often interchangeable with one actor swapped for another every few years without much explanation. There are some exceptions, of course, hence the aforementioned Charles Martinet, who up until recently was the shrill, obnoxious voice for Super Mario. After almost 30 years in the role, the actor had become almost as iconic as the plumber himself. He even did the voices for Mario's brother Luigi and rival Wario. And yet, for no seeming reason, Nintendo decided to pull the stopper out on the actor in 2023. Charles Martinet has been retired from the role he helped establish, if not outright defined, for decades. Here's just a quick clip of Martinet's voice samples, courtesy of YouTuber Serenity Rain.
Let's-a-go! Yahoo! Mamma mia! No! Wahoo!
Yeah, the man definitely knew how to do a wahoo. But more to the point, why did Nintendo drop Martinet to begin with? It's a good question without a good answer. But it does align with the treatment the typical video game voice performer often receives. No role is sacred, no actor too important to escape being someday replaced. It also happens in the animation sphere. Matthew Lillard, the current voice actor for Scooby-Doo's Shaggy, was still barred from participating in the big-budget theatrical production of Scoob. Why? Who knows, but reasons, I guess. But in Martinet's case, the ultimate cause might be Nintendo's own Super Mario Bros. Movie, where the titular character was played by actor Chris Pratt. If Mario wasn't world-recognized already, he certainly was after his movie commanded almost $1.4 billion in global box office receipts. In a sense, Mario had outgrown video games, and definitely Mario had outgrown Martinet. Did the Big N really want its beloved mascot to remain so betrothed to the 68-year-old American actor? To be the face of a character meant to be as fluid and as versatile and as marketable as possible? Martinet, in his way, was Mario, and thus, by extension, was stealing the icon's limelight. And Nintendo wasn't going to stand for that. From the Big N's perspective, he's still just a voice actor doing silly quips. And Mario? Well, he's a multi-billion dollar asset and legend. So, Martinet, like so many game actors, eventually got the axe. At least Nintendo, probably fearing the wrath of fans, gave the man a gracious exit, coining him a Mario Ambassador, whatever that's supposed to mean. It's not unlike what happens when Disney recognizes a celebrity it no longer deems viable or lucrative. The actor in question receives a polite send-off and becomes a so-called Disney legend. Martinet's replacement, a man named Kevin Afghani, is almost a virtual unknown actor by comparison, and that's exactly how Nintendo wants it. Some actors, you see, become bigger than the stars they play. But in Nintendo's world, there is no actor or countervailing personality bigger than Mario. There's only Mario. And really, in the end, only Nintendo. Thanks for listening, everyone. I've said this before, but the Daily Days will begin updating more regularly again, but in what will be a shorter form format like this particular episode. It won't be daily, sadly, but still, expect more content soon. And if you like topics and commentary such as this, please visit my website, LostNostalgia.com. That's LostNostalgia.com, for similar thoughts and retrospectives on a variety of media and topics, from video games to anime to old B-movies, from Batman to Mario to Bugs Bunny. The site's growing all the time. And until next time, then, this is Mr. Precario signing off for now.